It seems incredible that Neville Chamberlain was not completely clear that Hitler and the Nazis were the bad guys from the outset. I mean, if you ever watch a film and a character appears wearing a Nazi armband, that's always a sure sign that he'll turn out to be one of the baddies later on. Unfortunately, Chamberlain was as incompetent at fighting the war as he had been at avoiding it. And in May 1940, after Britain was humiliated by the German invasion of Norway and Denmark, Labour decided to force a division, and 100 Conservatives voted against the government or abstained.
"You have sat too long for any good you have been doing. Depart, I say, and let us have done with you. In the name of God, go!"
"All right. You don't have to be like that."
Chamberlain wanted his fellow appeaser, the one-armed Lord Halifax, to be the new Prime Minister. So did the King. But this would only work if the other obvious candidate, Winston Churchill, was prepared to serve under him. Churchill, Halifax and Chamberlain then came together for a meeting that would determine the whole nature of the war. Chamberlain asked Churchill if he would serve under Lord Halifax. Churchill sensed that this was an attempted stitch-up. With sailors drowning at sea, Winston could hardly say no and refuse to do his bit. But if he said yes, then completely the wrong sort of man would be handed the job of leading the country at a time of deep national crisis. So he simply said nothing and stared out of the window. Was he thinking about it, they wondered? Had he not heard the question? The loaded silence endured for 2 whole minutes. Finally, Halifax could bear the embarrassment no longer.
"I suppose it might be difficult for a member of the House of Lords to become Prime Minister at such time."
The appeaser had cracked first, and so the King was instructed to send for Winston Churchill. That day, the Nazis rolled into Holland, Belgium and Luxembourg. France was completely exposed. It was just as well the new Prime Minister always enjoyed a challenge.